Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Hey, welcome to Thursday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Amy, you watch Stranger Things, the new season?
No, but my daughter did.
Massive. I don't watch it. I like season one and even season two, but for some reason I just stopped watching it. I'm not even a hater. Yeah. I kind of wish I'd hung in there, but now there's so many other shows, I don't want to get involved in this one. But the big story is, there's a song called Running Up That Hill that's an old song, and the artist has made so much money off of it. So it's Kate Bush, and it's played from back in the day because Stranger Things is set back in the 80s. So because this song is massive again, she's made so much money, like millions of dollars in
that's
streaming.
Cool.
Yeah. So it's a really cool story. And so if you go back, though, here's the question for you guys. Mm-hmm. And so I don't want to do a spoiler here. But the character on the show is 15 years old. This song is on. It's her favorite song. What about us here? What is your favorite song when you're 15 years old? Can you go back to that year? Because I have mine. I'll give you a second to think about it. So I was 15 in 1995. And I was kind of in that weird stage of kind of alternative and country at the same time. And so Clay Walker, and love Clay Walker, but this woman and this man, 1995.
Oh, yeah.
Jam. You forget how much you love this song until it comes on. And I sing this one really good in the shower. Right in the vocal range. So this is 1995. My other two are, I was a massive Hootie and the Blowfish fan. Hold My Hand. Oh, come on.
Oh, yeah.
Like their first monster song. Knew every word. In love with Hootie, still in love with Hootie, in love with Darius. Kiss him on the lips right now. Love Hootie so much. Played that Cracked Review record so many times. The tape, like the song titles were starting to fade out because I was just flipping.
On the actual tape?
It's awesome. Yeah. So this, and then Sheryl Crow, Strong Enough.
Are you strong enough to be my man?
Tuesday Night Music Club, this record that it was on, album. It's amazing. I still think it's amazing. So 1995 for me, those are those songs. Amy, I've given you a little time here. 1995 for you, what do you got?
Well, so in 96, I was 15.
Okay. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Thanks for reminding me.
Change for everyone.
Yeah,
right.
I'm a year younger than you.
So I should be in Mensa. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was either listening to Tupac or George Strait, and so I got to go with Carried Away.
I get carried away by the look, by the light in your eyes.
15 years old, Carried Away. Eddie?
Oh, man, this is a big year for me. It was 1994. This is when I discovered my favorite band of all time, Pearl Jam, because I didn't know the earlier stuff, but when Better Man came on the radio, I'm like, I love this band.
Man, this song was so good.
Yeah, dude, Better Man
she
for me.
She dreams in color, she dreams in red. Can't find a Butterman.
And at first I thought it was Butterman. I'm like, ooh, I gotta find that Butterman song. And I would go to the record store or the music store at the mall and be like, can I find the Butterman? And they're like, what are you talking about? We finally got to it. It's Butterman.
Wait. Lunchbox?
Oh, it's easy. Coolio, Gangsta's Paradise. This song was awesome. Yeah.
What was that movie?
Dangerous Minds.
Yes.
And this, you were 96.
I went and saw it the night it came out with Kathleen, Lauren, Forrest, and then we were just like, wow, that song is so deep.
You and Kathleen Moore have a thing or what?
No, Kathleen, well, she was prom queen, yeah. And I was prom king, but we went to the Great Hills Theater. It was a good time.
Why do you sound creepy even
what
that?
Happened?
He's like, no, there was no thing, but it was a good time. Let's go over and open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I've always tried to be a supportive wife of my husband's first love, golf. He plays every other Sunday from May to September, along with 3 weekend trips in between. This year's a little different, as we have a 3-year-old, and I'm currently very pregnant, due August 1st. He has a weekend trip coming up in the middle of July with his brother, which I've known about since April, and I've agreed to let him go as a last hurrah before the baby. The problem is now that my sister and brother-in-law have decided to come home that same weekend to have their daughters, my goddaughters, baptized. I asked him to come home just one day early to be here for the church service, and he says I'm making him feel like my sister is more important than his brother. I know my family will complain about him essentially choosing golf over his niece's wife's goddaughter's baptism. I see both sides. I'm not sure how hard to push on this. Signed, semi-supportive golf wife. I don't see his side. Don't see his side. There's no side of his to see. He can do 150 million golf trips the rest of his life. How many times does family come in and get baptized? That's a deal. Listen, I love golf. Love it. But it's not like it's a once-in-a-lifetime trip to go play Augusta. He's going with his brother to Hilton Head Public Muni. I don't know where he's going. But if you have family coming into town and a family member is getting baptized and you've asked him to come home one day early, he needs to put his big boy pants on and come home one day early and be at this. I think it's a different conversation. I don't know how different, but it's a different conversation if it's like his dying grandfather and they're playing golf one final time, or they've been they're going out to California, they're gonna play Pebble Beach and they ain't got to do that forever. And even then, you can do that anytime. Do it next year. I hate having to stick up for her in this situation.
Because you love golf.
Yeah, because somehow my wife gets a clip, play it back for me.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Eat your words.
But some things are just bigger than golf. A day playing golf or a trip with your brother playing golf. You can do that anytime. And also, why are you gone in mid-July if your wife's pregnant August 1st? Don't even do that. Yeah. Aside from the baptism, don't even do that. Yeah, I'll go back in the email a little bit. Just sit this one out, buddy. I know you love golf. Play at home. Lunchbox, remember when your wife was really pregnant?
Yeah, well.
You went to Vegas. No, just follow me here. You went to Vegas.
Yeah, we had a bachelor party, 3-day bender.
Last hurrah.
Last hurrah with the boys. I mean, drank a ton. Mm-hmm. Got home. Next day, she went in labor.
Next day.
Perfect.
Next day.
If it's close, if you're a couple weeks out, you shouldn't be leaving. Play golf with your brother at home for a couple of days. On this third day, you need to go to this baptism. That's what I'm saying. You can disagree. I see Lunchbox shaking his head.
Yes, I disagree. He had something planned before the baptism was planned. So they knew.
I'm not even. It's a double whammy. It's her being pregnant and almost baby time and the baptism.
Right.
He doesn't need to be gone anyway.
The baptism, it's not a big deal. It's not a big deal to be at the baptism. Memories with your brother is more important than seeing some niece or nephew get baptized. That whatever, there's going to be 50 people there. No one's going to remember who was there and who was not there. Go make memories with your brother. Your wife gave you permission. You gave him permission a long time ago. Your sister should have planned the baptism another day. I'm team husband.
Yeah, I'm not, because if I could listen to that, if it was just a baptism and she wasn't pregnant, about to have a baby in 2 weeks.
And luckily, if she's got family around, if she goes into labor, she's got a lot of helpers.
No, she needs to have him there. Just like you, probably shouldn't have gone on that trip, too. And you know that.
That's a good trip, man.
Yeah, but you got back and you were still a little drunk and you still had to go.
Dude, I was falling asleep during the labor.
Yeah. So I'm with you, semi-supportive golf wife. You tell your husband, he's not going to like it, but he doesn't need to go. You could go into labor at any point. Play golf at home. You'll let him do that. Heck, go to the baptism, play golf in the evening that day three. Play after the baptism. Get your game in. Just have your brother come to town. That's where it is. I'm not bending on this one. This is an easy one. You may have a kid early and he's on four. He's on some weird hole somewhere on an island green. And you got a second kid coming in. All right, I'm on team semi-supportive golf wife. Tell him to come home. If he needs to talk to me, have him give me a call, all right? All right, that's the mailbag. Thank you.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Here's a voicemail from Tina in Indiana who... And we're going to hear from Abby later because she performed last night at the airport. But Lunchbox was just giving her the business. And he's like, I can't believe you're going to go perform. You ain't making any money. You ain't that good of a singer. Just giving her the business.
Yeah. That's what airport singers are. Not that good. That's the good thing about them.
So here is a voicemail from Tina in Indiana. Go ahead.
This is for Lunchbox. At least Abby is getting paid for what she loves to do. Whether it be $25 or $50 a night, whatever she sings, at least she's getting paid. You have to actually pay to be on the Zoom class for acting. I'm pretty sure it's not real. But anyway, good luck, Abby.
Nice call.
Got him.
Like, our callers will come back hard and strong. Go ahead.
What do you mean? Yes, it's called taking lessons. I mean, Abby should take singing lessons. She should probably pay for those to help her singing.
Hey, Abby, have you ever taken a singing lesson at all?
Oh, man. When I was a kid, I did.
Yeah. Oh, see, there you go. So she paid.
But she did take lessons.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
And now she's turned that into actually making money, which you haven't done.
Okay.
Great comeback. All right, Abby, thank you.
Yeah. Got it again.
Hey, Abby, by the way.
Has she thought about taking more lessons?
I've thought about it, actually. I mean, you can always improve.
Absolutely. I have friends that are artists signed to labels, and they still take singing lessons.
Exactly.
So, no shame.
Well, that lady, you're shaming me for taking acting lessons.
No.
Tom Hanks takes acting lessons.
I don't know that that's true.
He probably did a long time ago.
Secondly, you're the one that started this beef. She's saying Abby is now making money doing what she loves while you're still paying in.
Okay.
Speaking of Abby, Eddie and Scuba Steve have convinced Abby to go on vacation by herself.
Yeah.
Abby, is that true?
They did.
Yeah. What was that conversation like?
Well, we talk after the show, and Abby was like, you know, I just don't think I'm going to do anything for vacation. And me and Scuba were like, what are you talking about? So we started talking about Key West, and she goes,
where? Oh, Key West?
Key West. Okay. And she goes, I've never been there before. Dude, we talked it up over and over, and she goes, at the end of our conversation, she was on the computer booking a flight.
You booked a flight? You're going to Key West by yourself?
I am. Let's go.
I've never been, so I can't say, you know, good or not. But what are you going to do?
Explore everything. I've been online looking at everything. I booked like a cruise deal, like on a catamaran.
Let's go.
You know? Oh, that'll be so fun.
Yeah.
I've done vacation by myself before.
How was it? Oh, boy.
Well, I did it because I went to work, right? I was finishing one of my books, and I thought, well, if I go far away to a place and I don't know anybody, I'll write here, and then in the day I'll go and vacate. So when I did, and I'd be like, hey, can we take a picture of me? To somebody, they'd be like, yeah, sure. Where's? No, just me.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be awkward.
And eventually, yeah, it sucked. And then eventually you're like, I mean, I'm by myself. I'll just stay in my room and watch TV and work. But I love that you're able to kind of stretch yourself out a little bit and go do it. I think you'll probably have more fun than I did. I'm a bit more neurotic than you are.
I can't believe I did that. I'm very easily convinced, and they were just like, oh, you should do it. I'm like, okay.
So you're going to, how many days?
Five.
Wow.
That's too long. Oh, is it too long?
That's fine.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm a little surprised it's five, but that's okay. We can do this.
Wow.
You can do it.
Right?
Yeah. Like, I think actually it could be very.
Three max.
Wow.
See, the way I look at it is like, I haven't gone on a vacation by myself in 14 years. I've had four kids, like married. Man, so vacation for me is like, what do you guys want to do? What do you want to do? And then we decide, all right, we'll go do this. You go by yourself, you're like, what do I feel like doing today? Nothing.
But
all
that's
right.
Your dream because you're experiencing
exactly.
The opposite. She can do that already right now.
And who can she talk to? Nobody.
She wants to find
everyone.
A family to go with.
She might not need to talk to anybody.
Abby, it's going to be cool.
Uh-huh. But that's what I said when he said that to me. I was like, but my dream's to go with someone.
So you switch. She goes to your family, Eddie.
I go by myself.
You go to Key West by yourself. Abby, it'll be good. It'll be a growth.
I hope so.
A time of growth for you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay.
Wow. How's her band going to survive for the next 5 days?
It'll be good.
That's true. We'll get the update on Abby and her band, and they played at the airport last night, coming up in a little bit. Let's take a call from Olivia in Fort Campbell, Tennessee. Olivia, you're on the Bobby Bones Show.
I was just curious why you left Matt Kearney off your Mount Rushmore list of songs.
You're absolutely right, and I'm an idiot. And again, thankful to the callers. What I was doing was I was listing, and this is just kind of off the top of my head, Caitlin and I's Mount Rushmore of songs through our time together, from meeting and dating and getting married and even now. And I left Matt Kearney off, who we went to a Matt Kearney show, and when he played this song right here. Good morning, we'll see. That's when Caitlin said she knew she loved me, when the song was playing. What was it? And so, and then he played at our engagement when I proposed. And you're right. I just missed swing and a miss. Olivia, I'm glad you called in.
That's what I'm here for. Don't worry about it.
Well, I appreciate that. Hey, so your husband in the military?
He is, yes.
I'm seeing that here. It says he's active military. Where are you? Where is he stationed?
We're at Fort Campbell right now. We just moved back from Fort Bragg, actually.
What up?
Well, I would like to, if you would let me, give you a little something here. So I'm going to give you a $500 gift card to Home Depot. How do you feel about that?
Oh, my gosh.
Feels pretty good. I like that. Yeah. So $500 to the Home Depot. Now, listen, more than 35,000 Home Depot associates and veterans or military spouses are there, and they want to give back to veterans. It's very personal for Home Depot. The Home Depot Foundation has donated more than $400 million to veteran causes. So what we want to do is get you and your husband $500 to the Home Depot. Will you use this?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm sure he will have ideas that I don't know, but they have a lot of stuff at Home Depot, so I'm sure we'll be just fine. That's very kind. I wasn't expecting that, so thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. So stay on hold, and we're going to get you this gift card. And tell your husband we said thanks for serving. We appreciate him and appreciate you, too.
Absolutely. Thanks so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. So she'll go on hold, Ray. The Home Depot Foundation supports housing initiatives for our nation's combat wounded veterans, veterans in need of critical home repairs, and veterans at risk of homelessness. And together we're able to help out veterans here on the show. So pretty proud of that. So thank you very much.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Amanda and Paul flew over 4,000 miles from Orlando to get married on an island in Scotland. It sounds fancy, but they had been planning this dream wedding for over 2 years. So their dream started to crumble a little bit after their plane was diverted to Philadelphia. A detour that led to 3 days of delays. Man, that's a lot of delay. I've been delayed. Yes. Never 3 days. But with airports right now and pilots canceling and sick. And so they were stuck in all these airports. So they finally get to this island, 11 p.m. the night before their wedding. They're going to get there 4 days ahead. But 11 p.m. the night before their wedding, their luggage didn't make it. Luggage is weird because you get shipped all over. They got to get that luggage. And I tell you, whenever I've been moved, I've never got my luggage at the right time. So they get there. They don't have any luggage. So they were like, well, I guess we have to cancel, and they were going to call the whole wedding off until their wedding photographer said, hey, hold on a minute. The wedding photographer who lived in the town went and said, hey, do you guys have some clothes? Do you guys have this? Gathered everything they needed. That morning, they showed up with everything, clothes, cameras, everything. Yes. And so they had from the wedding dress all the way to a kilt set.
Wow.
For the people Amazing. To wear. And one of her friends even came and did makeup, the photographer, and they had the wedding. And then they went to somebody's house for dinner that also said, hey, you can have our house.
That's so cool.
That was pretty cool.
Love it.
It wasn't even like a neighborhood that knew her, right? Yeah. Some of these stories are like the neighborhood comes together to raise rent for someone who's... They
Complete
were just heading over for a wedding, and everybody came together and helped. It's an awesome story. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
So according to scientists that have studied many brains over many years, here's a rundown of the ages that you max out at certain things. Now, you can still do them now, but if you wanted to learn this or try this, they have the age where you peak. Learning a new language. Do you know any other languages?
Spanish. I took 8 years in school.
But do you know Spanish?
Un poquito.
So just a little bit?
That's a little bit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when did you feel like you're really nailing the Spanish? What age?
Oh, probably seventh grade.
So 13 or
Maybe
so?
Maybe some college.
Yeah. Learning a new language, you're best at that at age 7.
Oh,
wow.
That's why 7th grade is the youngest.
I tried it 25 to learn Spanish, and I did Rosetta Stone, and I was Amadeo, and I was doing it all. I was like seeing it and, you know, doing the sitch, and then I realized all my friends were Hispanic or Mexican, so I just need to hang out with them more, and that's what I did, and that's where I learned more, was just being around them.
Yeah, immersion.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, like sort of immersion.
And listen to you now.
We were still in Texas. Yeah, yeah, listen to
well,
me
that's
now.
Why, I mean, my dad grew up in South Texas, and he's was literally fluent, like could have full-blown conversations in English or Spanish.
But I did like season two of that thing, and I was like, I'm out. I'm tapped. I can't do anymore. The next, attractiveness. When do you feel that you were your best looking?
Were?
Mm-hmm. What age?
Okay, could it, probably... 25, but that's my guess for this study.
No, I'm asking you.
Oh, okay,
we're not guessing for 40. The study.
I like where I'm going inside and out with age.
But that's not what we're talking about inside.
Again, inside, said
attractiveness.
Inside,
okay. No, we're not talking about inside.
40.
You're going to stay with 40.
Yeah.
Okay.
Eddie, you?
Oh, come on, dude. 21, 22. Like, not now. Absolutely not. This is the worst I've ever been.
What? Eddie, that's not true.
I would say 25.
Okay. Wait, what about you?
Right now. Come on, Bones, hit him.
Well, here's the situation here. I feel like I'm in as good a shape, really, as I've ever been in. I'm lucky that I have all my hair.
Yes, you are.
And I'm lucky that I wear big, dark glasses, because any eye aging, you don't see it. Covers it all up. Any sort of like the little wrinkles in the side of the eyes. I have great vision. I've been lying to you guys for years. I just wanted to hide it all.
Okay.
I don't know. Probably 33 or 34. I feel good now, like a close second. But 23 years old is when your metabolism is functioning the best. You're in your best shape. So most attractive is at 23. Finding a partner for marriage. What do you think the best age to do that is?
30.
Oh. Yeah, I'd say late 30s. I'd say 37.
Late 30s? Yeah, I mean, that's not
bad. You figured everything out.
As I got older, I was very thankful.
That's right.
That I didn't do something stupid and get married before, because I never even liked anybody. But I could have been like, oh, it's where I come from. Everybody gets married quick.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm not saying that it's bad to wait till that age or not be married at that age at all. It's just I feel like for this study, that will be late.
26.
Oh,
it's
rising.
It's rising.
Yeah, finding a partner for marriage. This is when your career is settled.
No, it's not.
Settled.
Never.
Golly, no way. And you're starting to have a little money saved up. Nope. Again. 26. Broke. Running a marathon. When did you run your marathon?
I was 20.
20?
20.
20?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You ever run a marathon?
Mm-mm.
And I would say that was pretty rough on my body, so...
Running a marathon, when your bones are strongest and your endurance is at its best, is age 28.
Oh.
And if you look at the runners, the long-distance runners, they're older.
Yeah, they are older.
Yeah, they're older. Remembering faces.
Oh, 18.
20.
32, because, you know, you put some time in, but also 32 is when your memory starts to slightly start declining, so peaking at 32 on faces. Hmm. I was watching a story about a guy who has a disease where he can't remember a face. He doesn't know the difference in faces.
Wow.
He can see it and lock in and have it then, but as soon as he looks somewhere else, it comes back, he doesn't remember that face.
Crazy.
That's crazy. Terrible. I wonder if you have, like, a sense of, like, remembering voices then super.
Yeah.
You know, like a bat has sonar. You can, since can't, you just remember, that's what it is. It's all voice texture. Vocabulary, when you'll know the most about your particular language. Like when you have the most words, you say the most words.
40.
Oh, 50.
So you're not there yet. So I'm asking, yes.
You would have
not,
to learn.
Yeah, I'm not,
you keep learning.
This is one where I'm like, what do you think it will be?
The older, the better, 60.
Yeah, 71.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
And then psychological well-being, when you're the most content and satisfied. Where do you peak at that? What age?
Oh, my gosh.
21.
Not right now, Eddie?
Oh. No, probably right before you die, right?
82.
Yep.
Oh, I was going to say 60.
It's 82, and that's higher than the average lifespan in America.
Yeah, 78 and a half.
I guess you're just, at 79, you're just like, house money, baby.
Let's go.
Eddie, how? Speaking of that, I just felt a little something from you there.
Yeah.
How is it going with therapy on BetterHelp?
Good, man. Yeah. So
not a commercial.
Not a commercial.
Not a commercial.
But we've done multiple sessions, and now I brought my wife into it. How cool is that?
To like, your own.
We were just having therapist? Conversations, and my therapist says, hey, would your wife want to join, you know, a couple of these sessions? I said, I'll ask her. We'll see. She did, and now she's been joining me. She's gone on two of them with me.
That's cool. So Eddie just gets on his phone. It's therapy on your phone.
Yeah.
Do we have a code, Mike? Because this is not a commercial, so I don't know what to tell our listeners. But betterhelp.com is where you go. I think maybe /bones if you want like 10% off. That's usually what it is. But yeah, it's great because you can set it up. You know, do it on your phone. You don't have to video if you don't want to. You can. But even my therapist, because I have therapy later today, he gives me the option. Hey, if you want to bring your wife in for some of the stuff, you can.
Right.
I never do.
Do you even ask your wife, or do you just say?
Oh, what?
Do you ask your wife if she wants to do it, or do you just say, nah, she probably won't do it?
No.
Yeah. I was like that too.
I'll never run by. It's an option.
I was like that too.
I'm like, he never wants to see you. What'd you say, Ray Mayer?
Yeah, /bones and then 10% off first month.
Nice.
BetterHelp.com/bones. You like it, though.
Yeah, man, I love it. Yeah, I mean, we're still going to keep doing it, so it's good.
It's just me in a mask.
Man, he sounds really familiar.
Eddie's doing therapy with me. He has no idea. I've set it up. This is all one big elaborate prank.
Oh, gosh.
It's not, but BetterHelp.com/bones. That age thing is from Business Insider. I thought that was super interesting. Bones. Would you say at this point in your life your best days are in front of you or behind you?
In front of me.
And then you did a face like you don't believe it.
No, I do.
No, you did. You said it, then you didn't believe it.
Because it makes me feel bad about the years that are behind me, because some of those were good too, but I think that the best days are still to come.
Lunchbox?
Oh, behind. I mean, listen, I was prom king. I was drinking champion at 21. I partied so hard. And now I'm just like, I'm here, and I'm happy, and I'm good. But I mean,
you didn't have your kids then.
I know.
You didn't have your wife then.
I understand. Yeah. But life was so fun then. Now it's more like,
yeah,
okay, you take care of the kids, you wipe their butts, like, oh, okay, like, it's cool, but it's more about them than it is me. So my best days are behind me.
Yeah, we're talking about little ages you peaked at a minute ago, but this is just generally better things to come, or were the best things already behind you? Eddie?
Man, like, the days back were great, but I always had responsibilities, school, work, whatever. I cannot wait to retire and do nothing. So my best days are ahead of me.
That's weird that you look forward to retirement. Oh, to me, it's weird.
I can't wait to do nothing,
Bones. I never want to retire.
Yeah, I know. That's the difference between you and me.
The difference is, I guess, I really enjoy what I do.
Well, no, I do too, but I want to.
I think you enjoy it for a job.
I think for me, when I look at the calendar and there's something on there, I'm like, oh, I got to do that today. Okay. So it messes with my brain. But if I wake up and there's nothing on my calendar and I can go play golf if I want, I cannot wait for that.
That stresses me out.
Have you been setting up your retirement? Like, do you know what age you could stop working?
No chance. I don't even know if I have savings. Like, really.
But being a goal, you should start working towards that, because it doesn't just magically happen.
Yeah, because you're so, you lit up when you said the word retirement. Yeah.
Dude, I cannot wait. I played golf with an old man the other day, and he said he had just started retirement, and he was gleaming.
The problem with retiring is you're old and about to die.
Exactly. That's why our best days are behind us, guys. We're closer to death. That is it. Bobby just nailed it. Like, when you're 21, 22 years old, you are thinking about the next night out, the next, you know, girl at the bar. You're not the thinking about, girl? Oh my gosh, I am mortal and I'm going to die.
Yeah, when I retire, I don't want to retire, but I'm going to say if I ever retire, I'm going to be like, dang, I'm only retiring because I'm old.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
That to me is freaky. And also, I just love my job so much, I would do it forever.
Well, I don't know about that, but well, so you would say your best days are behind you too.
I wouldn't. I'm a weird one. I think my best days are right now. I think right now is thrive time. Mm. And I think I've only got a little bit more right now, and then it starts to probably go down a little bit. Mm. But I feel like right now I'm really kicking time in the butt.
Well, you're living it then.
I got a foot right in the rectum of time.
Okay.
And it's just sitting there rocking.
Okay.
That's a lot. The analogy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So like the next 3 or 4 years, I feel like prime time. So I'm going to go with now. 38% say the best is yet to come. I think it's a pretty positive outlook. 14% say, oh, one of theirs is right now. I didn't know I was a part of that one. And 27% say their best days are behind them. So that's from YouGov America. I just, retirement, and you looking forward to it. I understand the concept of not having to work. I think I would look forward to retiring, though, right now. Like, if you're going to have a dream, wouldn't it be cool just to retire right now?
Oh, yeah, but that's not possible.
It sounds like it's not going to be possible if you never retire.
I don't think
you don't even know if you have a savings account.
Right. I didn't work on that.
Here's a voicemail from John in Virginia.
I will be 75 years old, and on the 29th, I will be a 54-year survivor of thyroid cancer. I'm retired from the military after 22 years, and I work for the Richmond City Police Department as a civilian for almost 17 years. And I do ballroom dancing as a hobby. Hey, Bobby, tell everybody hello in the studio. Take care.
That is a full life.
Yeah, I love it.
Beat cancer, police department for almost 20 years, military, and ballroom dancing.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
That's amazing. Hey, John, we have your number here in our little database since you called and left a message. So I'm going to call you back. I love your story. I'm going to get you a $500 Home Depot gift card because I think it's pretty cool. I think your story, all you've been through, all you keep, and ballroom dancing.
That's hard.
You guys laugh. I had to do that crap. If you've never done it, it's impossible. Really hard. So I'm going to get you a $500 Home Depot gift card. Hopefully, you can go get yourself some cool stuff there. Make your house a little nicer. You know, from us and Home Depot, more than 35,000 Home Depot associates are veterans or military spouses. So giving back to veterans is personal for the Home Depot. So thank you to Home Depot for that. And John, thank you for the call. Pretty amazing there. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
A mom in North Carolina was cleaning out her basement and her daughter was nearby. She's super young and she came across a cassette tape and the daughter called it ancient history and thought you had to shake it to make it work. And here's a clip of something the mom recorded.
What did you just ask me?
It looks like some ancient history storyteller.
This is a cassette tape. This is how we used to listen to music and how we recorded music from the radio. This is how we saved music. Are you serious?
I'm dead serious.
You're dead serious. You don't know what this is.
You like pull it or something?
No, you have to put it in the cassette player.
The cassette tape to a kid now is the record to us. Meaning we were like, wait, what? You put this big flat thing on a record. It's a weird thing. And then it started to come back a little bit when we got older. And now cassettes are coming back a little bit now just because they're old for no other reason. But yeah, cassette tapes are kind of funky looking if you don't know what it is.
Yeah.
All right, what else?
A poll found the top things that annoy us at the office.
Is number one when Lunchbox farts in the glass room?
Nice, that's a good one.
For everyone?
This is a universal poll, so yeah, same thing.
I figured everybody would hate when he does that. Go ahead.
So, people not calling out when they are sick.
It's funny you call it calling out.
Calling in.
Yeah, it just depends where you are. Same thing, like, I'm calling to call out sick. And I'm like, I usually call in sick. Is that a different thing?
Well, they show up to work when they're sick. That's basically it.
I don't like that. That's a rule here. If you're sick, don't come in. Yeah. Don't want you. Don't need you.
Gross bathrooms.
Okay. We don't have hot water in our bathroom.
Yeah, that's not good.
And that's gross, so I subscribe to that one.
People who leave dirty dishes in the sink or the kitchen area. It's like messy.
Okay.
Office gossip.
You know, the thing about the kitchen here is it's not so bad anymore. We're basically the only people left in our building.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody else moved. Like, we're in a building all by ourselves. We're squatting now at this point.
We really are because we don't even have parking anymore.
Nothing. They're doing everything to make us move.
Construction is happening and it's so loud.
But we're not moving.
We ain't leaving.
Yesterday, I had to ask the workers to please take a lunch break because I had to record something. They did.
You had to go talk to the construction workers?
Well, I had Tim help me.
Okay, well, then you didn't. Okay, you sent
an
okay.
Okay, so office gossip makes the list. Co-workers talking too loudly, and then old computers and IT issues.
All right.
And then Jimmy Allen, he's hitting the road with Carrie Underwood this fall, so he was asked about his tour rider, and he's got some pretty normal things on his list that he wants in his dressing room, like Pop-Tarts, sparkling cider, Honey Graham crackers, but then the unusual request is brand new American Eagle underwear.
I get it. I used to request red socks everywhere I went, because I would wear red socks every show, but then I didn't need a new pair everywhere, but sometimes I'd forget them. But if I just requested them, I would never forget them. And then I went home and I'd have two drawers full of red socks. Still do. Have so many pair of red socks.
Well, Jimmy told Taste of Country that he likes to wear brand new underwear when he goes out on stage. He said it's just something that feels good.
I'm going to tell you why that's not a good idea. Straight out of the package, you don't know what sort of bacteria or chemicals are on them because they've been in a package.
Whoa. I didn't think about that part.
Jimmy's like, I get all these underwear, but I have a rash always. I'm like, he's like, I can't explain it. The cool thing about like a Jimmy opening for Carrie or a Dan and Shay opening for Kenny Chesney, because those guys aren't really opening acts. They do their own shows. But what's great for them is, obviously the venues are bigger. They're playing, Dan and Shay are playing football stadiums. Jimmy's playing arenas. But they're basically making the same money that they make or a little more when they headline. And they actually make a lot more money because they don't have to pay for like what they call backline, the lights, all the trucks to get stuff there. They show up with their band and just play with all the equipment that's already there. So not only getting paid the same or a little more, but they're not paying back in because it's very expensive to tour. And so they make, in this situation, a lot more money by not being the headliner.
It's awesome.
Pretty cool work if you can get it.
Yeah.
I wanted to be Kenny's opener. He wouldn't let me have it.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
So there's a fishing tournament in Clearwater, Florida, and there's a crew that goes to their spot. It's about 100 miles off the coast. They're fishing for a few days, and then the storm comes out of nowhere. They did not expect it. Lightning comes, boom, boom, it's all over the boat. Finally, one of them, boom, hits the boat. 7 members on there. Not one of them got hit, though, luckily, but it struck the engine. There was a minor fire on there. They're like, oh, my gosh, we're stuck out here. We don't know what to do. So they get on the radio. They're like, help, help, mayday, mayday, we're stuck out here, SOS.
Do people still say mayday?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
my husband was going down in a plane. He said mayday, and I was like, that seems so weird, but it's literally what you say.
That's
mayday.
The last resort.
What is mayday? Mayday means like this.
I know
is
what it means, but what does it mean?
Maybe our last day.
That could be it.
Oh.
Like, I know what it means.
There's no way that's an emergency.
Oh, I get it. Sorry.
Mayday. Mayday.
May.
Maybe my last day.
So anyway, finish your story. So mayday.
So they could, yeah, go mayday, mayday.
SOS.
SOS. Coast Guard is like, we got you loud and clear. We're coming. And they start, I mean, they say that when you're looking for a boat, it's like a needle in a haystack. So they keep hitting this little button that's like, ooh, distress, distress, so they can find the exact location. The helicopter finally finds them. They lower down the ropes. They get 7 members that are on there all safely in the helicopter.
They have to pull them all up in the rope?
Every single one.
You know, we went 80 miles off the coast whenever I did my Nat Geo show in San Francisco. And so it's called Breaking Bobby Bones. It's on Disney Plus. And I went with a fisherman. And it took us forever.
Dude, how crazy is it when you look back and you see nothing?
There's nothing but water.
For miles.
Yeah, I can't imagine being stuck. And I thought, if this boat goes down and I have to swim, I don't know where to go.
Yeah.
You just float.
I have no idea what's going on. Well, I'm glad that they're all safe.
It doesn't say in the story, but now I'm wondering, like, what do they do with the boat? Just abandon it?
No, it's done. It sinks. It has to sink. Like, they just leave the boat out.
You can probably tow it back if it's not too damaged.
100 miles?
It's a long tow.
Yeah, but there's a lot of boats in a lot of places. Somebody could grab the boat and bring it back.
Well, what's crazy is in the video, they're filming themselves on the boat, like, going through the storm, and they film when they get struck by lightning. It goes boom, and the camera drops and everything. And then when they get rescued, I think I'd really stay on the boat because they're spinning. That little thing is spinning.
That rope. It's like a swing. When it gets too many times around, there's yeah, that looks awful. Well, I'm glad that they're all safe.
Yes, me too.
All right, there you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it, well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.